we have somebody on with us that is talking about something that is happening in Texas, and maybe it can happen. Oh, I don't know. Elsewhere, it's putting things back into alignment. I want to bring on Kimberly Fletcher. She is Moms for America founder and president. And Texas has passed a new law placing FCC standards on school libraries. This is something that I've talked about for a while. How come I cannot read it? Remember there was a show, you went white on me, Stu. You were like, oh my gosh. And I don't mean white, your usual white. Mm. I mean all the blood drained from his face because I said, you know what? Maybe I should just read it, because if it's okay for the children, why would the FCC have a problem with it? Well, that's what Kimberly Fletcher and Moms for America have done. Welcome, Kim. How are you?
Hi, I am great. I really appreciate you talking about this because it's kind of a really big deal.
Oh, it's a really big deal. And it's only aligning common sense. It is only aligning and saying, look, if I can't say this on the radio, why? Why can't I say that? I can't say it because it's obscene. So why can you say that in a classroom with my kids?
Well, and it's the same thing with the school boards, too. And that's, so it was actually John Rich. I have to give complete credit to John Rich. Yes, the country music singer. He had reached out to me after an event last December and said, can we sit down and talk about how we can save kids together? And I said, sure. And so he talked about some of the things that he was pushing and promoting in Tennessee, and some won and some didn't. And one of them was the FCC standard. And when he told me this, he's like, Kimberly, I observed that they have all these restrictions for children to be to have access to obscene material on the TV and on the radio, but we're shoving it in the classroom and in the books. And he said, you know, if you can't show it on TV and you can't air it on the radio, you shouldn't have it in the classroom. I had literally about leaped off my seat. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is a winning argument. How can anybody disagree with me? And so I said, you know what? You weren't able to pass it in Tennessee. We'll regroup on that. But I said, Texas is in session now. They're only in session every other year, which I think every state should do, but that's another story.
Right.
And this is the year. It's an off year. So let's take it to Texas. And so we did. And I went and I met with the legislatures, and I was like, okay, who has the obscenity bills? Because right now, every state across the country, all these representatives are wanting to pass parental rights, school choice, and obscenity bills. And some of them are awful and some of them are good. And so I said, let's sit down and let's look and see what we have. So Jared Patterson had most of the obscenity bills. And I said, well, let's look and see and find the best one. And it was HB 900, which he labeled the Reader Act. And it fit the FCC standard the most. If you cannot have it in the class, if you can't have it on the radio or the TV, then it shouldn't be in the library, it shouldn't be in the books, and it shouldn't be in the curriculum. So it holds those curriculum developers to a standard that the state school board reviews, and it holds the classroom materials to those same standards. The Tennessee bill is actually my favorite that I want to be able to resurrect in Tennessee.
Okay, hang on. Before you go there. Yeah. The bill in Texas has passed, correct?
It has. It passed the House with 10 Democrats signing on. That went through the Senate, thanks to Angela Paxton and a couple other amazing senators.
I love her.
State senators there. And then the governor signed it on June 12th. It is now law in the state of Texas.
Fantastic.
We have model legislation. It is so exciting.
Yeah, fantastic. And again, you're not banning books. What you're doing is saying, we have to normalize the standards, the standardization of what is appropriate in public settings and with public support. The reason why I'm held to these FCC standards is because the government laid claim to the airwaves. And so radio stations are issued a frequency, and then you got to build everything to broadcast on that frequency. But the government owns all the frequencies. So that's public airspace. So public standards. That's why I'm held and I can't say things and do things on radio. Some of them make sense. Some of them don't. But it's public standards. How can the public standards be higher on radio, especially radio like this, that is geared towards adults, and lower for the things that are in our curriculum for our kids. Makes no sense. No sense.
Well, you're absolutely right. And that's the reason why it passed. And there was definitely some serious obstruction and pushback, but it passed because it's common sense. The bill, a equivalent bill, has already gone through both houses in Louisiana, and it's on the governor's desk pending signature. We have 8 different states that we have introduced this to, including Idaho, Ohio, and several others. And we are actively engaged in getting this passed in all 50 states. And Glenn, they're making our case for us, because we have moms who are going into these school board meetings and they're reading what their children are being exposed to.
Oh, I know.
They're telling them you can't say that. They're turning off their microphone. Some of them, they're being escorted out of the school board meeting. And a couple of the moms actually got escorted out in handcuffs because they refused to stop reading what their children are being exposed to, trying to get attention. And you know what they say? It's on public TV, so you can't say that here.
Mm-hmm. It's actually not on public TV. It is on cable, public access. That's different. Cable is not regulated by the FCC.
Okay, that's really good news.
Yeah.
I can tell.
Yeah,
them.
That's why.
Know.
That's why HBO can run, you know, porn at night or whatever they want to run. That's why you don't have. That's why the standards on NBC are higher on language and situations than they are on, you know, USA, because it's a cable network, not a broadcast. Cable does not involve airwaves. So you can do whatever you want on cable.
I love this, because now we can go back with even greater information. Actually, no, we can read this here. I am appalled at the kind of things that these children are being exposed to. And we as moms had to do something that was actually tangible. And what's so great about this passing in Texas is that we do have model legislation. It has passed. And in Texas, which is a really important state. And now we can take this across the country and say it's already been passed. It's already been tested and tried and true. So let's take this everywhere and give moms something where you can actually have a tangible tool to protect our kids in the classroom and in their schools.
John Rich needs an award for this. I mean, this
is
he's a great guy. I just love John. Just love him. And he needs an award for this. This is a brilliant idea. All right. So I want to take you to Tennessee for a second. That has not been passed, but you say this was the best one?
It was the best one because it not just protected our children from the books and the curriculum, but it also protected them from digital learning, which is everything is kind of going to digital learning. And
I don't know
if you remember, but a few years ago, about 10 years ago, they started the stay at school books, and they had this great argument. Well, they're not coming back and they're costly. That's not why they were saying don't take them home.
Sure.
They didn't want parents to see what they had. Well, in 2020, parents saw everything that they were being exposed to, and that was all digital learning. And a lot of this curriculum is being pushed in that way to hide it and protect it. And they're saying that the school board members can't even see it and review it because it's trademarked and it's proprietary information. I'm like, you know what? If the school board members can't see it, parents can't see it, you shouldn't have it.
Yeah, why are you buying something that you can't look at?
Exactly.
How is that possible? And the parents can't look at it. I'm paying for it with my tax dollars. What do you mean I can't see it? They should be kicked out. Your salespeople, no room for you. Sorry.
There's that common sense again. And that's exactly what we're saying. But the third thing that it protects our children from is adults. If there is an adult in authority over the child, then it protects them from that, too. That's what makes the Tennessee bill so strong, because they're bringing in these consultants from outside who are a lot of times from Planned Parenthood and other organizations like that, who are teaching these things to kids, and they're confusing them. They are, this is a political indoctrination is what it is.
It is.
And they're confused. They don't even know their identity now. They have whole entire curriculums on gender identity using the genderbred person, which has now evolved to the gender unicorn because the genderbred person was too manly. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. It's crazy. And anybody who sees it would say it was crazy, which is why they're working so hard to hide it from the public. So the Tennessee bill is great, and we're going to regroup on it. John and I both are going to fight for that one.
Okay, let me know how I can help you. We have a lot of listeners in Tennessee, and I'm sure our friends, you know, Ben Shapiro and others will help on that as well. The difference here in Texas is it doesn't apply to digital books.
It doesn't apply to digital learning, and it doesn't apply to adult oversight. So any adults that are, so a teacher, and we're specifically, we're not saying teachers, because then all the teachers think, oh my gosh, they're coming after me. No. We are saying that anyone who has an educational field, industry, if you will, has access to children in the curriculum, in the classroom, in the school, that they also have to follow that FCC standard, because teachers are teaching this. They're not the bulk
of
them.
I know.
But they are doing it, and they're heralding it. And my daughter was telling me, Mom, you don't even have to go find them. Just go to TikTok. They're praising themselves.
Did you make this case in Texas? Because I don't understand. I can't have a guest on my show who reads a digital book that's pornographic. I can't. That would be a violation of the rules. The classroom or the area in our schools has to be looked at as the airwaves. And there are no exceptions to the rule. There's nothing I can do that I can run through a processor, a microphone, a computer, anything that violates those FCC standards. I can't do it. So how could you allow a digital book or a teacher or somebody else coming in and violate those rules? I can't do that. That fouls all the common sense up and should be easy to fight.
It is. We have, obviously, that the ACLU is constantly attacking anything that anybody does that makes common sense. One of the things that was considered when we were looking at the various different bills is which one is the one that has the best opportunity to pass, which is the START.
Yes.
And there are two additional bills that would follow the FCC standard more strictly that we are reaching out. We're working with Representative Patterson and other members of the legislature for the next session. But we're doing that in other states, too. And Idaho is just, we've got some great legislative friends in Idaho who are so excited about this. And they love the Tennessee bill. And a lot of them do, because it tackles that. What's great about Texas is that we already have something that has passed, which means that all the legislators in the other states can look at that and say, oh, this one passed. It went through all the legal, you know, checks and marks and everything to make sure that we have something. So if we have to start here, great, but then let's build from it and have two backup bills to go with it.
I think
that's what we're working on right now.
I think that's excellent. You need help pushing back teachers' unions in some states. Like Utah, the teachers' unions, they are all in the Republican Party because it's a red state. So you get these squishy... It's like Texas. You get squishy Republicans who are in the bag for the teachers' unions. Whoever is pushing back on you, please let me know. Let us help you run some interference just through informing listeners of what's happening in their states. And whatever you need. You and John are on absolutely a genius track. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That is Kimberly Fletcher. She's Moms for America founder and president. I'm telling you, these moms organizations, they make all the difference in the world. Remember, Stu, it was like 2008, and somebody called in and said, look, I can't do anything because I'm just a mom. You remember this?
Yeah.
And I just lost it. And I said, stop saying that. That is the hardest, most important job in the world, a mom. And it's going to be the... How do you argue with moms? You can't argue with moms. Really? You're going to have a bunch of dads come in and talk to teachers, and teachers will say, the dads don't understand. And you can get away with it. Moms? No. Mm-mm. You can't... Everybody loves their mom. I mean, well, most do. Some of them really hate their mothers, kind of like Joe Biden's daughter hates him, you know, because of the whole shower thing in her diary. But anyway, that's a different story. Moms make all the difference. You have the power, and you're seeing it. What was the turning point in this? What was the turning point? Moms going to parent-teacher meetings, PTA meetings, and school boards. That's what changed this. Join these moms groups because they are absolutely making a difference. Huge difference.